waste, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Now we'll be singing number 596. 596. Me, deeper than the ocean and wider than the sea is the grace of the Savior for sinners like me. Sin from the Father, and it thrills my soul just to feel and to know that His blood makes me whole. His grace reaches me, yes, His grace reaches me, and will last through eternity. Now I'm under His control, and I'm happy in my soul, just to know that His grace reaches me. Higher than the mountains and brighter than the sun, it was offered at Calvary for everyone. Sadest of treasures, and it's mine today, though my sins were as scarlet, He has washed them away. His grace reaches me, yes, His grace reaches me, and will last through eternity. Now I'm under His control, and I'm happy in my soul, just to know that His grace reaches me. Our next scripture reading will be Matthew 14, 22 through 31. Matthew 14, 22 through 31. Immediately Jesus made His disciples get into the boat and go before Him to the other side, while He sent the multitudes away. And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up on the mountain by Himself to pray. Now when evening came, He was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered Him, saying, "Lord, if it is You, command me to come to You on the water." So He said, "Come." And Peter came down out of the boat. He walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out His hand and caught him and said, "O you of little faith, why do you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Our next song will be number 390, 390, Anywhere with Jesus.
Do mi so, anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere he leads me in this world below. Anywhere without him, dearest joys would fade. Anywhere with Jesus, I am not afraid. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus, I am not alone. Other friends may fail me, he is still my own. Though his hand may lead me over drearest ways, anywhere with Jesus is the house of praise. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus over land and sea, telling souls of darkness of salvation free. Ready as he summons me to go or stay. Anywhere with Jesus when he points the way. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go.
Let us pray. Our Almighty Father, we come before you again today, this Lord's Day, thanking you, Father, for giving us life here on this earth. But most of all, Father, we're thankful for the plan that you had in place from the beginning of this world that man could be saved. And we're thankful for your willingness to give us that and to make it so, your Son Jesus dying on that cross for our sins in our place. We're thankful for that above all else. Father, we're thankful too for the church that meets here. We're thankful for each of our members, each family that's represented here. We're thankful for that. We pray, Father, that you'll continue to be with our elders, to give them the wisdom to lead us in the right direction, give them the courage to stand for the faith and for the truth. Pray you continue to be with our gospel preacher, that he can continue to deliver lessons to us that are helpful and we can apply them to our lives and try to do a better job. We are mindful, Father, we have many that are shut-ins. We have many of our number that are older and are struggling with health problems. We have some that are facing surgeries and different kind of issues. We pray, if it be your will, that you can ease some of their discomfort that they're having and maybe heal them from their sickness, if it be your will. We know they struggle, and we pray you'll continue to be with them and strengthen them. We pray too, Father, we have many young ones here tonight, and we know that they're living in a world that seems to be physically getting worse day by day. We pray for their future. We know that we won't always be around to protect them, but we know that you can. And we pray that you'll watch over them as they grow, guard them from the evils of this world, help them to remain strong and faithful to you, no matter what comes their way, as well as us too, Father. We're faced by many temptations as well. We pray that you'll strengthen us as well. We do know that we fall short in this life and we sin, and we pray that if it be your will that you forgive us of our sins. Help us to realize when we've done wrong and ask for repentance, and that we know that you will forgive us. We're also mindful that there's many that has been affected by this hurricane. We know we have brothers throughout the regions that have been dealing with some hardship from this. We know there's been some loss of life, and we pray that you can encourage our brethren. We know that to keep them strong, and pray that there's something we can do to help our fellow neighbors out that are struggling from this storm. As we continue tonight, we pray that our songs will be acceptable to you and that our worship will be pleasing to you. We pray this all in your Son's name. Amen.
So open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 23. The theme for tonight's Fifth Sunday Night theme is Blessed Assurance. And so after this scripture reading, I will be singing number 4, Blessed Assurance. Hebrews chapter 10, 19 through 23. Therefore, brethren, having boldness, confidence to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, and by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who is promised is faithful. Number 4, Blessed Assurance. Do me. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending ring from above, echoes of piercing whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story,
this is my song,
praising my Savior all the day long. Then if you want to turn your songbooks to 15, we'll be singing 15. And before we sing that, I'll read Psalm 106, verses 1 through 5. Psalm 106, 1 through 5. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise? Blessed are those who keep justice, and he who does righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. Oh, visit me with your salvation, that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. Number 15. Now, when we get to the chorus I'm going to speed it up, so follow along with me as we speed up the chorus. Do. Must I live a life of sinning just to know God will forgive me? Must I then be brokenhearted just to know that He can cheer me? Praise the Lord, I am forgiven, and my Father up in heaven knows and hears and will be with me. Praise the Lord, I am His child. Must I be in heaven with Him just to know the Lord is reigning? Must I see His acts of power just to know that He is with me? Praise the Lord, I am forgiven, and my Father up in heaven knows and hears and will be with me. Praise the Lord, I am His child. Must my prayers be loudly spoken just to know the Father hears me? Must I die with no one knowing just to know the Father sees me? Praise the Lord, I am forgiven, and my Father up in heaven knows and hears and will be with me. Praise the Lord, I am His child. Must I see the King leave heaven just to keep my hopeful yearning? Must I watch with perfect vision just to know that He's returning? Praise the Lord, I am forgiven, and my Father up in heaven knows and hears and will be with me. Praise the Lord, I am His child.
Before I lead the next song, reading from 2 Peter, the first chapter, and the first verses 2 through 5. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue to virtue, knowledge. We'll be singing number 360, Standing on the Promises.
So. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the
promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the mountains of fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Next scripture reading will be 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verses 6 through 8. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Turn to 457, the last mile of the way.
If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work till the close of the day, I shall see the great King in His beauty when I've gone the last mile of the way. When I've gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day. And I know there are joys that await me when I've gone the last mile of the way. If for Christ I proclaim the glad story, if I seek for a sheep gone astray, I am sure He will show me His glory when I've gone the last mile of the way. When I've gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day. And I know there are joys that await me when I've gone the last mile of the way. And if here I am earnestly driven, and am tried all will to obey, 'twill enhance all the rapture of heaven when I've gone the last mile of the way. When I've gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day. And and I know there are joys that await me when I've gone the last mile of the way.
Let's read Revelation 22, verses 12 through 16. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Now let's sing 544, Send the Light. Send the Light. Why don't we stand as we sing this?
There's a call come ringing o'er the restless waves. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light. Blessed gospel, let it shine forevermore. We have heard the Macedonian call today. Send the light, send the light. And a golden offering at the cross we lay. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let us pray that grace may everywhere abound. Send the light, send the light. And a Christ-like spirit everywhere be found. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, send the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore.
Please be seated. Now let's read Hebrews 6, 13 through 20. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil,
where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Now let's sing 496, We Have an Anchor.
Will your anchor hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings of strife? When the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. It is safely moored, will the storm withstand, for 'tis well secured by the Savior's hand. And the cables passed from his heart to mine can defy the blast through strength divine. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. When our eyes behold through the gathering night the city of gold, our harbor bright, we shall anchor fast by the heavenly shore, with the storms all past forevermore. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love.
If you will, be turning to Matthew 28, 16 through 20. Matthew 28, 16 through 20. Then the 11 went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Amen. Let's turn to 356. 356. Wrong page. If Jesus goes with me.
It may be in the valley where countless dangers hide. It may be in the sunshine that I in peace abide. But this one thing I know, if it be dark or fair, if Jesus is with me, I'll go anywhere. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me where I may be if he is there. I count it a privilege here his cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. must carry the blessed word of life across the burning desert to those it sent for strife. And though it be my lot to bear my colors there, if Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me where I may be if he is there. I count it a privilege here his cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. It is not mine to question the judgment of the Lord. It is but mine to follow the leadings of his word. But if to go or stay, or whether here or there, I'll be with my Savior, content anywhere. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me, wherever I may be, if he is there. I count it a privilege here his cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere.
If you will, now turn to Hebrews. Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, 1 through 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speak. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, but was not found because God had translated him. But before his translation he had this testimony: he pleased God. For without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Now, if you will, let's turn to 265. 265, the faith of our fathers.
Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our heart beat high with joy whene'er we hear that glorious word. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Our father chained in prison dark, were still in heart and conscience free. How sweet would be their children's fate if they like them could die for thee. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. faith of our Father we will love, both friend and foe, in all our strife, and preach thee to as love knows how, by kindly word and virtuous life. Faith of our Father, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death.
Brother Cut.
Together to sing these praises unto God. And in those praises, there's a spiritual message in each lesson. As I believe it was Bob who put this together this evening, we're talking about the assurance of God. Now, that's so important to remember, because the assurance of someone is only as good as one who can make the promise complete. And God can. We find, if you look at Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There's the problem. In this life, as we come to the age of accountability, we make choices that separates us from God. If it would have stopped there, we would have been forever lost. But the assurance of the Father in Romans chapter 6, in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, we learn, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." God's gift to mankind was Jesus Christ. We also find that in a familiar passage that we often read, and most of us have it memorized, and that's John 3:16. There we have, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Again, the assurance of God on the remedy over the problem of sin. Again, we read, as we look back at Romans chapter 5, in Romans chapter 5 and verses 8 and 9. "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." When we sing these songs, remember that Christ came to die for you and I. Why? We were sinners. We need the sacrifice for that sin. It goes on to say, "Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him." There's going to be a time of wrath, but you and I get to escape that wrath because of God's love, because of his assurance that he sent his Son to die for our sins. Again, in this same token, let's go to 1 John, and 1 John chapter 4, and 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. There we have recorded, "In this the love of God was manifest toward us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins." Now remember where we started? We started talking about all have sinned and fallen short. And all the rest of the verses are showing God's love for us, how that sin was remedied through his Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, that without that sacrifice, we would be forever lost. Therefore, in 1 Peter chapter 1, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, we learn, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope." We talked about that hope in one of the songs tonight. A living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. We can have assurance that heaven will be our home through the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom he sent for the propitiation of our sins. That's why we find in the book of Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14, giving thanks to the Father who hath qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption. Again, listen to the point. Through his blood, what's the focus? The forgiveness of sins. We started out, all have sinned. But by the assurance of God, he has promised us that our sins could be washed away. He has promised us that he would qualify us to be partakers, and the partakers of the saints, that we would have heaven itself. But that was through Christ. That's why we find, let's go to 2 Corinthians. You might want to turn there with me, a lengthy reading. In 2 Corinthians, beginning in 5:18. Now, I usually end at the chapter, but as I prepared for tonight's message, really, we shouldn't stop at the chapter 5 to understand this. This is where a man's division kind of breaks the continuity of the thought. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, if you're there, in verse 18, now all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. You see a recurring theme throughout as we go on, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. We started out with that passage, didn't we? On our trespasses. And hath committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now we then are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us, and we implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. For he made him, of course, that's the Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God for him. Notice, we implore you to be reconciled to God. He provided the means of reconciliation, did he not? Now, that's usually where we stop. But look at 6, 1 and 2. It's still continuing the same thought. We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. So now we implore you, we plead with you, not to receive his grace in vain. Can you imagine turning down that gift? For he says, 6:2, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Think about that. So, you know, sometimes people think, well, yeah, I know what I need to do, and perhaps I'll do it someday. Do you know who you just simply turned down? You've turned down God, the Father, and his Son. You didn't turn me down, because I didn't shed my blood for you. You turned God, the Father, and his Son down. Now, fortunately, as long as we have a breath of life, we can change our decision. But for the life of me, I don't understand why people wait. I really don't. I can't read someone's heart, but it's just bewildering to me that God has given us such a wonderful gift, and somehow we convince ourselves, not yet. You know, when we do that, we fall into the hands of the devil. We have the assurance that the blood of Christ will cover me of all sins. He pleads with us to be reconciled to him, but yet people wait. Now, one more passage. In Titus chapter 2, Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. For the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous of good works. That's the assurance of God. God's grace is available to all. I need that grace. You need that grace because we need his blood. And as we obey the gospel, then we live in a way that's pleasing to him. But one final thought. I have the assurance from God that I get to go home to heaven if I serve his Son and my Savior. That is so important. You know, those of us that are getting older, it's time to decide what insurance you want again. Correct? And each year we go through the booklet trying to think how we can save here, how we can save there. You know what? In heaven, you won't have to worry about that. In heaven, you'll have a home with no more pain, no more sorrow, no more tears. It's going to be so wonderful beyond our wildest expectations. The assurance of God. We need his blood. He provided the blood of his Son. What are we going to do with it as we stand and as we sing?
Oh, Jesus, I surrender all to him. I freely give.
Offering of the Lord's Supper to those who did not have an opportunity this morning.